Okay.
Why is it red?
We're starting. Hello.
Why is it red?
I didn't pick a color.
Is there a reason that it's red?
I don't know. I didn't pick an exact color on Amazon. Welcome to the Dysfunctional Pod, everyone. And tomorrow is Blake's birthday.
That's fake news.
No, that's not fake news. It's his 18th, and he's finally... Yes.
Take the belt off.
Yeah, you can take the belt off. I worked hard.
I feel like I have to
make this as... I got him a double sequined throw pillow. I can't tell you what's on the other side because it's special.
I should just not tell them what's on the other side.
You gotta. It's my favorite thing
really
in the world.
I should really suspense them. Like, ooh. There's... one whole side right here. It's just like that. Oh, I did it the wrong way.
It's okay.
It says hoppy.
Happy?
Shut up, English major. Oh. That's kind of creepy. Those are eyes.
Do you know whose eyes?
Those look like Nicolas Cage's eyes. Oh, there's another one. That's a nose, actually. That's the mouth. That's another mouth. And then it doesn't say anything. It just says happy.
Happy birthday.
And it's...
Nicolas Cage. Three of them, to be exact. In a row.
Three Nicolas Cages. Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome. I texted a picture of this to Bryce, the stock photo on Amazon, and he's like, that's terrifying.
This is going to be funny because, you know, I have a couch. So when Gracelyn comes over, I'm going to show her this. She's going to be like...
why?
Either she's going to find it extremely hilarious... or she's
I almost
like,
got you Jeff Goldblum.
Oh no.
Like a Jeff Goldblum body pillow.
That would have been a little more weird.
I know.
Let's
be
honest.
So I just stuck with Nicolas Cage.
Actually, no. I wanted the body pillow.
I'll keep that noted for Christmas.
Oh, please do.
It's one of the best purchases I made.
Good. This is deserving
of that. I have a lot of weird ads now.
That's also understandable, but it was worth it.
Every penny.
I feel like you're just super excited about this.
I am. I don't even know.
Excited to see this on my couch.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
Well, I also said that if you hated it, you could re-gift it.
Why would I re-gift such a thing?
If you hated it enough, I'm just saying.
I'm keeping this.
Okay.
Re-gift it to Bryce.
You could get him the Jeff Goldblum body pillow.
Can we go in on that?
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Bryce, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, no, he knows now.
we're
not getting Bryce a Jeff Goldblum body pillow.
He's gonna sell that to Goodwill. Right away, unless I give it to him.
Exactly.
Or he just might, we might be in that stage where he's like, I don't think this is a good idea, so I'm gonna not keep it.
Oh, imagine that. You guys are later on in life.
We're like,
y'all are...
we've been dating for 3 months.
I know. But like... you have a Jeff Goldblum body pillow on your bed.
I don't.
You know how funny that would be?
I know. That's what makes it better.
You guys are on your separate beds, actually, because you know Bryce.
Yeah.
You're reading. He's doing whatever Bryce does.
Probably also reading.
You don't know that?
I don't. Or I playing don't. Red Dead.
Red Dead.
I don't even think he's listened to the newest podcast.
I'll text him right now.
Yeah, become a meth head today. So what are we talking about?
Rice. There we go. Have you watched?
I think we've referenced Bryce in every single one of the episodes we've recorded.
I didn't even send it to him. That's how... There we go. Yeah. I think we have. We might have missed one. Because he's caught on to this. He's like, hey Blake, did you mention me this past episode? I'm like, Bryce, I don't even remember.
He probably secretly loves all the attention we're giving him. Oh,
for sure. If he asks whether or not I mentioned his
name. He's never asked me that.
He is for sure enjoying all of this attention. You're going to school in like a week.
No, I'm not. I signed up for the spring semester.
Oh, then never mind. You're not. But a lot of people are.
You just keep playing with the double sequence.
Yeah, what do you expect? I fidget.
Here.
Yeah, you can also play with it.
It's a little German mustache.
That's kind of messed up. You can't do that to Nicolas Cage.
I don't think Nicolas Cage would mind. His face is already on a pillow.
Fair enough. What do you think about Nicolas Cage having pillows? Like, do you think he just absolutely loves them?
I don't know.
Or do you think he's like, oh, that's kind of weird, guys?
I know that Jeff Goldblum would be into it. Into, like, the body pillows of him. Because that's just the kind of person Jeff Goldblum is.
We'll just change those to regular Jeff Goldblum. I found the zipper.
Yeah, it's really... Don't unzip it, because it's really hard to zip it up. I was trying really hard this morning.
Why did you unzip it?
Because I hadn't taken it out of the box yet. Because I had it in the package it came in for like a week.
Yeah. Alright, how comfortable is Nicolas Cage?
Probably not comfortable.
This side should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little
just
more
comfortable.
Just forget
about Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
Actually, you know what I should do? I should put this on my parents' couch first. I should just turn it
to the back when
yeah.
at first, and then
or just have like the red, like oh, that's
what's
fun.
That?
Blake brought a double sequins pillow, and then would be like, oh, it's Nicolas Cage.
That's my dream. Like oh man, I want pillows when I'm older and I can afford a house. I want all my pillows to be double sequined and of
no, you don't.
Various stars.
I feel like double sequined is one of the worst ideas.
It is one of the worst ideas, to be honest, but I think ironically I would have them.
Yeah, just like how ironically I have this Nicolas Cage pillow that you have gifted me.
Well, I told Bryce that we could go in on... I can give him some credit for this.
Oh, Bryce.
Even though this was my entire idea.
Yeah, Bryce is not getting any credit on this one.
But I'm like, you know what?
He's gonna have to perform a lot better.
You know what? I'm allowing it. I'll allow it.
Although, granted, these sequins are better than a lot of the sequins.
Yeah, they're quality.
Yeah. Because, like, look at how easy it is to make a smiley face.
Yeah, I know, right? Like... Oh, but anyway, what are we going to talk about this podcast, Blake?
I don't know. I thought it was just going to be Nicolas Cage.
It's not going to be just Nicolas.
Nicolas Cage.
What is Nicolas Cage doing these days?
I don't know. Probably still acting.
Well, he wasn't into the Spider-Verse.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the noir Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
But I don't think he's done much.
I especially loved him in Ghost Rider 1 and 2.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
You seem like the kind of guy who would...
Or all of the other 20 billion movies he's been in.
I know. Yeah. You would think.
That were maybe not so good.
Yeah. But Nicolas Cage, we're not trying to knock your acting, in case like, you listen.
Like he listens I mean, to the podcast.
1% of California listens. To our podcast.
It is Nicolas Cage.
Shout out to those who listen. And if you're Nicolas Cage, I'm sorry.
Everybody, send this to Nicolas Cage.
Forward this to Nicolas Cage. Hopefully he'll notice. And then we can have him fly out to Minnesota and be on our podcast. Our first celebrity.
Because he'd love... No, Zach was our first celebrity.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry, Zach.
And then there was Bryce.
Yeah, God himself. And yeah. Then Annie, God herself. You're still playing.
Yeah, of course I'm still playing with it. I've got a problem, Lauren.
Oh, no, it's okay. I have a problem, too. When I have to put out double sequin shirts, I just do this.
Oh, that's right. There are shirts that are double sequin, too, which is also a problem. Because how the heck are you supposed to wash that crap?
Especially. I don't know. I've never had to wash it. But
you
granted,
know how terrible that would be?
I know. But granted, we should have washing machines. Because there are some really gross things that we find on swimsuits.
Oh, but that's not... That doesn't matter. Because
that matters.
They're selling the swimsuits. They don't care.
Yeah, we care. We care because we're the ones touching the swimsuits. And we would frankly not like to find... certain things in the swimsuits we sell are the swimsuits that have been returned. It's gross. This has been a PSA. Thank you.
Everybody who returns a swimsuit. Why would you return a swimsuit?
I don't know. I feel like women return underwear all the time, and I'm very wary of that.
I feel like that's something you shouldn't. I feel like if
they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
I feel like you should just give it away.
Like, please just send it to Goodwill after washing it profusely.
Because
I don't want to be touching that.
I feel like underwear is just such a minor expense that you can just
It's not for women. Well, I mean, Target has pretty cheap underwear, but usually we don't have cheap underwear.
But still, like, if you're... It's different if you're getting, like, Calvin Klein crap.
It is.
But if you're just getting Fruit of the Loom
it
or
should,
Hanes...
Mm, we have some of those for women, but not a lot at where I work. But off the subject of women's underwear...
Aww...
Oh man, I don't want to talk about work. I'm going there tonight for like 4 hours.
Yeah. Only four?
It's not that long of a shift.
I worked a 4-hour shift last night.
No, it's not a long shift. It's from 4 to 8:30.
I feel like yours would be boring though. Because you're not doing much.
There's nothing to do in men's.
You don't do anything.
I do stuff, but there's usually nothing to do in men's. Hi, Pepper.
Should I text Bryce about... Actually, he hasn't texted me back. If he texts me back, I'm going to text him about the...
Tell him to respond to my text.
Well, first I'm going to text him and be like, yo, let me borrow your Switch.
Hi, Pepper. And then be like, respond to Lauren's text. It's important.
I'm going to do that after we have like a full convo. You're gonna be working, and you're like, hey, Bryce.
Call Lauren right now.
Respond to Lauren's text or something.
I think he just He ignores a bunch of my weird texts.
Yeah, he ignores a lot of texts.
No, but we get into full-on conversations over text, but when I text him the weird stuff, he sometimes responds, just not a lot.
It's like, oh, great.
And my text was about stingrays, so I think he's annoyed with me for making him touch a stingray.
That was fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't think it was fun for Bryce.
It was very much fun for Bryce. And then the hurricane simulator that he spent $2 on.
That was perfect.
It was not even worth $2, though. Because it was 30 seconds long.
It should have kept you in there for like 5 minutes.
I would have loved that. And the speed of the wind only hit like 80.
I don't know. For those of you who don't know, Blake crashed my date.
You guys gratefully allowed
me. To be honest, Bryce was too lazy to turn around.
Yeah.
And drop you at your house.
You were like, should we?
Should
and
we? It's like, your choice.
Might as well.
Might as like, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever you say, Bryce.
I think he was just... He's great, anyways.
He's great, anyways.
He is! Don't make fun of me for that.
Oh, I'm going to.
This is about as vulnerable as I can be about romance.
He's great! That's all.
See? Like the famous John Mulaney said, I'm Irish, I keep all my feelings here, and then I die. What are you doing?
I'm making a sharp.
Oh, I thought you were making like what's that game called?
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, tic-tac-toe.
I mean, it is the same shape or similar shape.
I'm X's. Okay.
This is
riveting.
Can you guys tell that we didn't have?
We didn't have anything.
An episode planned.
I asked about planning. I asked about planning.
I hate you. I officially hate you.
I keep trying. I keep wanting to call this. No, you can't do it at the same time.
Yeah, I can.
That's
a
foul.
I have two fingers.
You can't do it at the same time.
I only have two fingers. Look at my two fingers. Yeah, don't rub it in.
I win, you lose. Ha ha. I'm an aggressive person.
I can tell.
I'm competitive.
Bryce, are you sure?
He's fine. He'll let me win. Even though I probably wouldn't want to.
I hope that Bryce has like a really competitive side.
I really hope so too. I think he's just taking it really nice around me. I feel bad. We're just talking about Bryce behind his back. Stop! I told you not to open it like that. The zipper's gonna get stuck.
So?
I'm fine. It's not my problem anymore.
Exactly. I can figure out...
Don't ask me for help.
Hey, Lauren.
No.
Hey, Lauren, will you help me?
No.
I'm just kidding. I don't need your help.
Okay. That's rude.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I guess.
So what do you think about Trump trying to buy Greenland?
I don't think we should get into this.
Because I've been thinking about it for a while, and I think it's really dumb.
Well, yeah.
I think...
So how long did you spend zipping up this pillow?
Like 10 minutes. It was really hard. You know what? Take it. Okay, it was really hard. It got stuck. And then I had to ask my brother for help.
Oh, even better.
My 12-year-old brother. Ugh. It's hard being me.
Who would rather be doing anything else?
Huh? No, he's pretty... He made me a crepe this morning, so I think I'm living the high life. He burnt it, though.
Well, it's still
so I gave him half. So I was checking the podcast analytics.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
I did this to one of my coworkers last night. I just stared
at
him.
That's disturbing.
He ordered. I was like, I didn't even take his order.
You zoned out as staring at him?
I just stared at him. I'm just kidding. He asked for an iced chai with half a shot of pumpkin.
Wow, basic.
Yeah, but we don't sell pumpkin right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, he had some fun.
With that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm so... I was up, like, two nights ago, watching videos of people feeding their reptiles.
That's a little weird, Lauren.
That's not weird! I want one, and I want any reptile! I love them! And I was also looking up if you could purchase a stingray in Minnesota, but I don't think you can.
I don't think so either, because this isn't their climate.
Well, freshwater stingrays.
But you also need, like... a large tank.
I do. And I'm like, you know what? They're meant to be wild. And that's okay. So, I'll just pet them in the wild. That's a bad idea. Don't do that.
You know what I'm gonna do tomorrow?
What?
I'm gonna get my teeth cleaned.
That's what you're gonna do for your birthday?
Yeah.
Gracelyn has nothing planned?
No, because she's in South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
So we already did something, and then...
What'd you do?
We just hung out.
Amazing.
Because we didn't have a lot of time on Tuesday, either.
Fair enough.
So we're just gonna do something when she gets back.
Lit.
Yeah.
Take her to Sequest. Steal the capybara. Which, I found out, his name's Skippy.
Skippy? What a guy.
They named him after the peanut butter.
I'm gonna steal him because I love him.
Yes. Highly recommend Sequest. It's fun.
There's a capybara.
There's some wallabies.
There's a capybara.
They have an octopus named Octavius.
It's called Sequest and they only have... a capybara and...
Yeah, it's a pretty crappy petting zoo. It's not a petting zoo. Because you can't technically pet the octopus, but it latched onto me at one point because it was hungry. And I didn't know that.
So how did you somehow get attached to the octopus?
So I was like leaning over the edge and I had my arm up there and it was coming towards me and my brother. And I was like, hey, that's cute. And then it started, like, throwing its tentacles over. Because it doesn't like the grassy surfaces.
Yeah.
So it latched onto my arm. And the caretaker comes over and she's like, oh no, he knows what time it is. It's, like, near his feeding time. And so she's like, I'm gonna get a toy for him. You know, in reality, these animals can probably lift a 600-pound boulder. They could probably... but clearly he wasn't trying.
Did you get, like, free tickets?
No.
For having a near-death experience with an octopus?
It's a tiny octopus!
But he can lift you over and drown you.
It's a really shallow pool.
You should have... Yeah,
I texted Bryce about it, and he's like, oh, is that little guy was hiding in his cave last time? He's more sociable.
You can still drown, and you only need, like, that much water to drown.
I know that. But... It depends. Okay, I know.
It depends on if it's in a glass or, like, on the surface.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on intent. I don't think... The caretaker told me that I could lose a finger. That's the worst that could happen to me.
I think you should have lost a finger.
Which finger?
I don't know.
The middle one?
Yeah. You use that one too often.
I could, like, when I'm driving, they just...
Yeah.
They just see, like, this.
Hey, you!
Hey, you! It's like a tiny stone.
You're gonna have to do, like, the thumbs down thing.
Thumbs down.
Like, no. Which is...
No. It's a nicer way of saying that.
But it hurts way more.
Oh, man. Yeah. But... It's a good...
Good job, Lauren. You know how to tie a shoe.
Don't be rude. I was trying so hard. Don't do that.
What? I've had enough. I'm wearing a scarf. I'm wearing a scarf.
You and I both know that's not. You couldn't really. You can't really, like, hang yourself, can you?
That doesn't matter.
Ruben made that joke about hanging himself in the back room.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
What a guy.
He started doing overnights.
Even better.
Yeah.
So you will find him hanging.
I know. I don't want to be the one to find his body, though.
Just don't work mornings.
I can control that, but I'm too lazy. I'm too nervous to go up to my boss and say, don't schedule me for mornings.
Well, what time do the morning people get there?
8.
Because you just have to be there before, well, after 8.
Yeah. You look like you belong in an Audrey Hepburn film.
Thank you. I don't like Audrey Hepburn.
Why?
She wasn't
Let's
that
unpack
good.
That.
I don't even remember what I watched that had Audrey Hepburn in it.
I know.
It was a play.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, it was, what was that one?
Roman play? Holiday?
No, I think it was, After Dawn or some crap like that.
Is that even an Audrey Hepburn movie?
It contains Audrey Hepburn.
I was immediately reminded of Red Dawn, which I've never seen, but I know is not an Audrey Hepburn movie.
No,
because there's a lot of explosions, and I don't think she does that.
I think she does.
She does all of her own stuff.
That would be hilarious, actually.
I would want her to be in a... She's not alive, is she?
I don't know.
I don't think she is.
I don't run her life.
I don't run her life either.
Oh, that's right. They're, Marvel and Sony.
Just don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Yeah,
it broke my heart.
They're having issues. Let's hope they reach an agreement soon, or else we're not gonna see Tom Holland.
Shut up! Tom Holland's the best. He's an
Wait
angel.
Until dark. That's what.
Okay.
This one.
What is it?
Recently blinded woman is terrorized by a trio of thugs while they search
wow,
for
that,
a heroin
that is
stuffed
action.
Doll they believe is in her. It was terrible.
I wonder if they'll remake it.
She died in 1993.
Okay. So she won't be doing any action stuff soon.
Not for a while.
But she'll be back.
Maybe.
She'll be back. Been doing a lot of writing recently. Don't touch my calligraphy pen. That is Jackson's.
No, he gave it to me. I just forgot it last time.
Why are you holding the pen like that?
Because this is how they do it in China.
Wow.
You can see how shaky I am.
Did you have any caffeine?
No.
Look, it's how I draw sevens.
That's a problem.
But I've been doing a lot of writing recently, and it's very cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and I've started planning out stuff, and it's so cool. I love it so much. And I've watched a video on how to outline, and then I took notes because I'm a nerd. It's basically the same setup. Basically, it's setup conflict resolution throughout every single chapter. It's a 27 chapter block. And the book plot overall is set up act 1, act 2, act 3 with the same formula, and then it's the same thing over and over again.
That sounds kind of boring.
No, it's not. It's cool.
It's the same thing over and over and over again.
But also, you're adding your... It's the same flow, but it's also you're adding your own story to it. And then I started planning out my characters. And I accidentally chose a boy name for my character, but I don't really care.
Accidentally?
Okay.
How do you accidentally...
I don't know. I saw it, and it seemed cool.
And I found out that it's a dude's name.
You know what? I'm running with it.
That sounds like the stupidest thing.
I know, but I'll make it, what's that word? Unigender?
Neutral?
Gender neutral. Unigender, though.
I feel like I could name my male child Tiffany if I wanted to.
I mean, Lauren, my name is a boy's name and a girl's name.
Yeah, I knew somebody in...
Yeah, I knew him too.
Yeah.
I was in the same history class as him in 10th grade, and he got really mad every time. He was
really cool, actually.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm stuck with a girl's name for the end of time. I'm like, well, it's not that bad. It's my name.
I have to change all of my legal documents.
Oh, yeah, you're getting your name changed soon.
Yeah.
Are you going to change your first name too to Striker?
Striker
Engstrom. With a Y.
I should. You know how funny that would be?
I know.
Might as well go the distance.
I know. It would be funny.
Hey guys, I'm Striker.
This is Striker Engstrom. You can become an influencer.
Were you born with that name? Yeah.
I made a lot of jokes in middle school about changing my first name to Darth. Because my last name is Vader.
That would be...
Party on, Darth.
The worst. Was this when you were a goth, too?
It was, like, right before my goth period.
Mm.
My goth. I say that with air quotes because my mom wouldn't let me get the emo haircut. So
I just... Understandable.
I know, because she's like, if you ever do that to your hair, I'm taking you to the salon.
She probably saved you a lot of trouble.
Probably saved me a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But I dressed in all black. I was very angry all the time. But if you talked to my friends from middle school, I didn't seem that angry all the time. So
You're
I just wore a lot of
angry
black.
Angry all the time.
I'm angry about many different reasons. I'm just trying to survive.
Look at me, I'm just...
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just threading the needle.
Where did you get a needle?
I didn't. It's the wire from this.
Okay,
thing.
I was confused.
This was up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I found more. I was looking for a bow upstairs in my mom's office, but it was too cluttered, so I just wrapped it in that.
Oh, thanks, Lauren, for a way out.
I don't want to be someone's... I don't want to supply
yes,
someone...
Yes, please, pull it.
You know I'm not. I'm not down for murder.
I am.
I like... Let's just... You worry me. Let's just take this away. Because I obviously just used this for wrapping purposes. Like I did the bare minimum of wrapping.
You should have painted it too.
I should have. Like,
so I couldn't do anything with it?
That would have been funny. I could, like, put it in a cement block.
You paint it with this blue acrylic paint.
I should
have. So you just ruined it.
And it seeps through the sequins.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. So it really just
doesn't do anything.
Oh, man.
It's still wet when I get here.
You're just a blue man.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Lauren. It's a...
It's certainly something.
This is some great artwork that you got here. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you better be. It was... Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a pain wrapping this?
It was, because I made one side way too short.
You forgot how to tie your shoes.
No.
How do I tie my shoes again?
I have to get new shoes. What did you eat, Blake?
Oh, funny.
I gotta fix this bench.
Shoes or... You're supposed to replace shoes every, like, 6 months.
That's ridiculous.
That's way too expensive.
I don't have time for that. I'll just have holes in my shoes, like, until the end of time.
My boots are $200.
I have to throw away my boots.
That's terrible.
Because the heel's coming off. But I have my eyes on these Target boots that are so cute. It's for our new fall collection. Don't touch them. Anyway. They're mine. If you see them in 8.5s, they're mine. So don't touch them. I'm waiting for that Black Friday sale.
This is a threat. That's in like 3 months.
I don't even go Black Friday shopping. I'll probably work Black Friday.
Yeah, probably.
Cause you get the nice stuff.
I don't think I've worked a holiday so far.
You will.
Because I don't have a shift on Labor Day. I didn't have a shift on 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. I did. It was good.
Because I know we close really early.
Yeah, you do, and it really sucks.
Well, we already close at, like, 7.
Yeah.
But
when we were
on, like, 4th of July, it's, like, 3 p.m.
When Bryce and I were, like, in the scorching heat, we were like, let's go to Caribou, and it was closed.
Yeah.
And it was the worst thing in the world.
Because the city in which the Caribou is,
I know,
is
usually down.
Usually always
before, yeah, 8.
Except for the ice cream shop.
And Bryce's work.
And the Lianxin.
Yeah.
I think that also.
And then the McDonald's. Like McDonald's is 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's granted. It's McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's
just the franchise.
Ugh.
I'm trying to think of what else is open later. Probably the vape shop. Actually,
oh
I think
God.
That even.
I gotta tell you, me and Kennedy, we thought of a really great idea for a Lord of the. No, a Hobbit parody where. Instead of Thorin and his dwarves looking for jewels, they're looking
for jewels.
And they're all like high, and I was like, Blake could be Gandalf. and then Kennedy was
like, they have to have rad new names.
I know.
Though.
Thorin stays because Thorin kind of sounds like it. Balin stays. Because that's a given. Dwalin is his brother. I can name all of them. If that's
what would Gandalf be?
Gandalf the... I don't know. It's hard. Because he does smoke some stuff. You know he does. You can just tell. It's his wisdom. He gets all of it. Like, if you see in the first Lord of the Rings movie, I'm gonna get really... You see how many smoke tricks he can do? The man can turn smoke into, like, this boat that moves through.
Yeah.
Well, him and Bilbo are getting high together on his 11th birthday, which is correct, by the way. It's pronounced that way in the book and in the movie. You've unlocked. Just don't bring up Hamilton to me.
Not going to. Except for how stupid Hamilton was.
Okay, I've heard, like, one of my friends did see it, and most of my family has seen it. Like, not my immediate family, but my relatives. But they said it was just the music. The music. No acting, really.
No, I mean, like, Alexander Hamilton himself.
He kind of is.
You know, the way he died was stupid.
He chose to fight with everyone his entire life.
He chose...
Aaron Burr.
He chose to do a freaking gun duel when he knew...
Let's bring gun duels back.
But
Let's not, actually. That's a bad idea.
He knew that he would survive a sword fight because he was proficient in sword fighting.
The thing is, with a duel, he was... Think about his opponent, Burr, who was his friend and his ally, and sort of enemies throughout the end, and he didn't think that Burr would kill him.
Or he could have not been stupid.
He couldn't have, but it's not like Alexander Hamilton to turn down a fight.
He had two options.
He did, but he didn't take any of them. Yes, he chose the stupid option. But
he could have easily become treasurer.
He could have not had an affair on his wife.
He could have easily become treasurer.
He could have easily...
If he won the duel. And, you know, lived.
And, you know...
But no, now Burr's treasurer, 17...
He couldn't have...
80.
He shouldn't have released the Reynolds pamphlet. The Reynolds pamphlet.
I feel like...
Have you read this?
The show Hamilton has really brought unnecessary light onto Alexander Hamilton.
Because he wasn't a good dude. I saw this comedian. I saw this comedian's version. Like, I don't know. I think it was Catherine Ryan, where she was like went to a Hamilton performance in London, and during the song where Mariah Reynolds was, like, singing and trying to seduce Hamilton. She, like, stood up and she's, like, heckling them, like, because there's a line in the song that goes, how can I say no to this? While she's, like, Mariah Reynolds is, like, telling Alexander Hamilton all her woes and issues, and the comedian just stands up and yells, it's pretty easy to say no to that. She's a child who clearly is in a bad situation. You don't help her by having sex with her. You help her by going to the authorities. Like, and then the actors got really freaked out. They kept, like, looking at her nervously and then kept nervously singing along.
Good.
It was so funny.
I just personally don't think there should have been a lot of... Like, I feel like that was just kind of stupid.
I can see where you're coming from. But they're making...
There should have been a George Washington.
There should have been a
George... You know, an actual hero.
We don't know if he was an actual hero, to be honest.
According to, you know, all of the United States. Because he turned down wanting to be president. Because
that's
everyone
true.
Asked him to become president because he was such a great general.
But the
legit,
thing is,
all the 13 colonies were like, dude, you're my president. But he's like, no.
John Adams has that.
I don't want
a
to
title
become
now.
President.
I wonder if there
and
was a lot
of.
And
he became president.
I wonder if there was. When John Adams became president, I wonder if there was a lot of issues where it was like, not my president.
I think...
Ye old Twitter was like...
No, I'm pretty sure after every election, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah,
though.
But...
Like, we all... After every president, there's always, like, not my president.
Yeah, but, like, I don't feel like it's to the extent of Trump, but that's only because I've been in the political scene not very much.
Well, during Obama, there was for sure... Not my president. George Bush. there was not my president. H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton. Everyone's had, like, not my presidents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because but it's
I've never
more...
paid attention to political efforts because I hate politics.
Well, yeah. But, you can, like, you can look back and see. I feel like it's just more, dramatized depending on the opposing party.
It's Twitter. Twitter dramatizes yeah. everything. But, it's...
We should just all go to Reddit, where...
Reddit's nothing, beautiful.
Where nothing is wrong.
I mean, Tumblr used to be like that, but now it's... kind of going downhill.
Oh, it's this side that I want to be on.
Yeah. I was gonna say something, but you were just having so much fun. My aunt texted me boo.
Boo.
Boo you. 45 minutes. Talking about nothing. Random stuff. Okay.
Sometimes it's just gotta be like that.
You know what? We need an off day.
You know.
I think every single one of these has been an off
the
day.
The 6 days that we're off of the podcast
exactly.
isn't enough for us.
Like,
will Blake and Lauren continue doing the podcast? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
during our hiatus, my mom was like, "Are you guys ever gonna record?" Because I think that project's pretty dead right now. And I'm like, thanks, Mom.
My sister, as soon as I was leaving, was like, do you guys still do that?
I know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to us. I run, like, the page. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Man,
I figured out that I had the password saved in my phone, though, so...
Okay, so you can...
I started running, too.
There's a lot of, in our Explored page on Instagram, there's a lot of weird stuff. Like,
ooh,
there's,
I'm
like,
gonna
a
look
lot
at
of,
it right
there's
now.
A lot of hosier stuff, and then a lot of biking.
That's actually kind of funny.
I know.
And I
it
don't even know why we've
interests.
Got all of... That's kind of scary, though.
I know.
Because I don't even look in the Explore page.
I barely look in the Explore page. But...
So the fact that they know. Or.
Wait.
Oh, there's
Minecraft
oh,
memes?
That's a band meme.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
biking.
Biking.
What's this one?
Marching band.
Oh, I practiced today and I enjoyed it.
Why
is
the FBI here?
My friend over there thinks you're cute. His friend over there. Eleanor from...
That's not Eleanor, that's Theodore.
Oh, I thought that was a bun.
No. Uncultured.
It's a trumpet with Minecraft pistons as the valve.
That's beautiful.
Nobody. The sheet music on your stand.
Okay, why is there so... There's so much of your stuff on here. Where's mine?
Oh. Whale sharks.
Whale shark.
When it's a whale shark trying to decide. There's some Office memes.
Good old Office.
My poor body image rotating through
yeah.
the same three safe outfits. I only have, like, three outfits.
For this entire summer, I have two, and they've all been, like, really
Oh, here's, now. Not Dwayne Johnson's post about him getting married.
It's Yahoo's.
I know. That's why I said not Dwayne Johnson's.
Well, people might want to research it.
Oh, here's... Japan has a network of roads that plays music as you drive over them at the correct speed.
Isn't that just a rumble strip?
Yeah. You know how much time that must have taken, though?
That just sounds like a regular rumble strip to me.
It's got...
I think I'd get really annoyed with that, because I did not like the vibration.
Every day on your commute to work... You're like, oh, I'm on the music street now.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Free sheet music.
Free but illegal sheet music. That's all.
That's all. And that's all we do. Man.
Now the explore page has been updated.
Yep.
To at what one point there was like some
I know that at one point there was some book stuff on there.
I know that there were Lego stuff, and I'm like, what the heck?
Lauren, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I looked at the explore page once and just saw a bunch of Legos. And I'm like,
I know that we have a lot. Funny. I feel like we follow a VeggieTales.
Do we?
I think so.
Why do we follow a VeggieTales?
I sent you from that account, I sent you a post. Look, go to messages. Go to direct.
Oh, Clayton.
I sent you.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The cannabis character.
Cannabis
character. Character in VeggieTales.
Look at all that crap.
There's a lot of... There's... I feel like... I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's Aaron. And that's Danny.
Okay.
Yeah, this is...
That looks like the stuff from Cats, the new... That post... Like, have you seen the Cats trailer?
No. Thankfully.
Look it up now.
Deuteronomy. No, I'm not looking it up now.
It's the creepiest thing in the world, but exactly I kind of want to see it just because it's, like, I don't know what it's about. It's terrifying. I know. I'll probably... I'll probably traumatize Bryce because I want to make fun of it.
Bryce would be like, "Wait, can you be my double?" And I'm like, "Sure, man."
Like, I think Bryce would just be like, "Blake, how do I tell Lauren that I don't want to see this?" And I secretly want to just to see how bad it is.
That's understandable, though.
Like. The animation in that is just really horrible. Another part of me just wants it to be bullied, so like Sonic was, so they go back to the drawing board.
But they're not gonna.
Why aren't they?
They're not going there yet. Sonic, they at least got back to us, like, instantly.
Mm-hmm. Like, they were just like, oh, sorry, our mistake.
Cats has been, what, like a month now? About...
I saw a meme.
And they're still like, we're keeping it.
And like, I saw a meme where it's like Cats, but it's all Ron Swanson's face from Parks and Rec. And it just shows the Cats
you with see, mustache. That would make it so much better.
I feel like that would be the only reason I'd watch the movie was exactly. If Nick Offerman was in it. Nick Offerman, if you're listening, please remake the Cats.
If you just so happen listening.
I mean, on the offhand chance. I want to see if there's some minor celebrities listening, because we have officially 1% of California listening. Because we can see that on our analytics. Because we know who's listening from, like, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we know some of who's listening in Minnesota.
Unless somebody was just traveling.
But before it was less than 1% in California. Now it's officially 1%.
Mmm. So it's...
Multiple people! Like, what is 1%?
People.
Hey, Blake, look up what is 1% of California.
No, it would be 1% of our listeners. It would not be 1% of...
Okay.
California.
I don't know math.
That would be a lot of people. How many listeners do we have?
I don't know.
I feel like this is the more average math to do. 1.5%.
It's a pregnant woman.
It's a pregnant woman.
It's just listening.
Yeah.
The headphones on her child.
You know, just casually.
I told her it's Mozart, and it's our podcast.
Now I'm gonna do that to my kids. I'm gonna have them listen to the podcast.
I feel like that's a bad parenting choice.
Whoa.
I don't know.
This is what your dad did when he was a teenager.
And that's your Aunt Lauren.
And that's your Aunt Lauren.
Screaming and burping at the same time.
It's really a magnificent, thing. I can't words today.
Is your phone vibrating?
I don't think so. No.
It feels like the seat's vibrating.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
It's your voice!
Is it my voice?
Yeah!
That's actually kind of funny.
It's weird. I don't like that.
It's because I'm super bassy.
Bass.
And not in, like, the great way. Like, I don't have a really nice butt.
I didn't want to know that.
I feel like that's just a given. I'm a tall, thin man.
That's why I think you'd be great to play Gandalf in Liam Kennedy's parody. Because I seriously want to do that. So if anyone... Anyone wants to play some dwarves? Some dwarves looking for some jewel?
Really, all you need to be is like 5'6".
Actually, the height for dwarves in the Tolkien universe is 5'3".
Yeah, but a lot of people can't suffice for that, and Gandalf is probably a lot shorter than I am.
Yeah.
So but... you just have to be short compared to me.
Gracelyn could be one of the dwarves.
She could be. I'm sure she'd be happy to, too.
Yeah, she could. I'm trying to think. Because Kennedy had asked me who Bryce would play, and I'm like, his personality screams Bilbo Baggins, but I don't think he's short enough to play that.
I think he should.
Because it makes sense. Because he's the introvert who's, like, at home, all comfortable, and then all of a sudden, you, Gandalf, barges into his house and takes him outside.
Oh, I wish I could just barge into his house sometimes. You know how funny that would be? He's home alone, not expecting anybody, and I just, hey, Bryce!
Come
he's
on,
like, oh,
man.
My gosh.
Not again. Not Blake, again. It's 3 a.m. Yeah. Let me sleep.
Because he'd be home alone at 3 in the morning.
Exactly. You're What's enjoying your present from me?
Of course. It's a pillow. How could I not enjoy this?
I thought you would hate it. But that was like the appeal. Because I told Ruben at work, I showed him your present, and I'm getting it for him because I think he'll probably hate it. And he's like, it's so weird how your friendships work.
Yeah.
You get things for each other because you think they'd hate it.
I mean, granted, this side's the better side.
I think Nicolas Cage really brings the character out.
Of course you think that.
No! Nicolas Cage! Don't cage him.
I'm gonna cage him in this red. There we go. I really want, like, a big salad. And I don't know why.
We made... Kennedy and I made quesadillas last night, and they're pretty good. We put a lot of spicy corn relish, though, on it, though, so it's really sweet.
Oh, I thought you meant it was, like, really spicy.
No, it's amazing.
Like, get me all of the enchiladas.
They're not enchiladas, they're quesadillas.
Quesadillas, they're the same thing.
We have a minute left on this podcast.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. Adios. And stay tuned for our next interview. It's with my dear friend, Kennedy.
Oh, you mean listened? Yep, I listened to it last night.
Oh, I love it when he corrects grammar.
Should I ask him about the Switch?
Yeah, ask him about the Switch. He finally replied. Tell him to reply. No, tell him to reply to my text. Did he reply to my text? No. This is disappointing. Alright.
Alright. See you kiddos later. Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year.
And happy Halloween.
That's all.
Bye.